Just want to welcome all the guests this year. It's nice to have new faces, new young blood with us, Baruch Hashem. The different generations, the fathers, the grandfathers, the past Talmidim, they have a little bit of everything. And you can have an Israeli, wow, two of them. Look at that. This is this is an amazing experience. Okay, great. Okay, anyway, so in the first Aliyah, this is Parsha. We got great stuff this week, Baruch Hashem. The first Aliyah, towards the end, finally after the first seven Makos, Paro begins to get the drift that this is not really happening, and that Hashem is serious about this business, and they're going to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And he says, okay, that's it. Bring Moshe Aaron back. Miva Mia Olchim, famous question. Who's going? Who are the Olchim? Who's going to go out? Yom Moshe bin Arenu Vizkeinu Nelech. Bivanenu Vinasenu Vizkeinu Vizkeinu Nelech. Ki Chag Hashem. Moshe says, everybody's gone. Now, those are a little bit of Hebrew. We have Baruch Hashem, a few Israelis to help us. So it would have been sufficient if Paro says, Miva Mia Olchim, who's going? So Moshe should have responded, Binarenu, Ubiskenenu, Bevanenu, Ubnosenu, Bitsonenu, Karenu. The two words, Nelech, both times, are redundant. They're not necessary in the passage. Okay? Because he said, who's going? He says, I'll tell you who's going. So just a list of the people who are going, number one. Second of all, what is the reason that Moshe gives, Ki Chag Hashem Lanu? So what? Because it's a chag, therefore, binarenu, biskenenu, bivanenu, bisenu, bisanenu, bisanenu, everyone has to go because it's a chag. Not only that, if it's a chag, so it's chag Hashem. What shall ki chag Hashem lanu? It's, make up your mind. Either it's for you, or for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's one of the two. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu responding to? What is he telling Paro? So it says that you a beautiful, beautiful analyzation of this pasuk. Says the Kliyakar, the first four lines where I just told you outside the question, which he says that the word Nedecha was extra, not necessary, and the distinction between what Paro calls Holchim, who's going, who's walking, and Moshe Rabbeinu says Nelech, they're going. What does that mean? So if you're on the fifth line, he says the following, fourth line, Elevadai, sorry, Ratzalom, middle line, Ratzalomar, you want us to walk out and go like all other nations in the world would go, but we don't do like that. We're not like every other nation. The young ones and the older generation, you should realize that holchim and nelech, these are very, very different connotations. Why? Afal pi shebekol haholchim, general of the people who walk out, ein holchim lizboach, ki imi shedarkam lizboach, mikamakim anachnu nelech mikol v'chol. Generally, you're right. People who are, if we're going to do sacrifices and korbanos, so only those who are going to do the korbanos should go. That makes a lot of sense. That's true. If we would be like all other normal nations and normal people, that's what would happen. But we're not like that. We're all going. Everybody. Why? The Nasan Tamadava. Ki Chag Hashem Lanu. Ki Bishlama. It makes a lot of sense to call all other nations when they go out. Einan Hochim Ki Imiz Boach. Only those who sacrifice who are going to do the Avodah to go. Dinu Shelo Yachu Ki Imishadar Kan Liz Boach. Only those who are going to do the Hakrava, the Shkita. But us, this is the punchline. Zulata avoda, outside of just the etzem hakrava and the avoda we do at Kadosh Baruch Hu, the hainu chag l'Hashem, that's one aspect. Yesh aleinu mitzvah acheres. Oh, we have another element, another aspect. V'hi simcha sachar, simcha yantes. We have a separate element, separate mitzvah, simcha. So what? V'zehu she'amar ki chag Hashem lanu. Tzarich leo gam lanu has to also be for us. Not just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Lashon HaPasuk is ki chag Hashem lanu. Therefore, everybody has to go. Those who work and are going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's chag Hashem. That makes that the other part of the avodah. What the lano? He goes, we're not going to do the avoda. Those who are young, those who are old, those who are weak, those who are all the reasons they can't do the avoda, they all have to go. Why? Because it's also lano. So what if it's lano? Look what he says, a beautiful line here. This is the end of the line. V'yadua. She ain simchas ha'adam shleima ki im bezman she'ishto ubanav v'chol kinyanam imo. There is no simcha for a person, no shleimus of simcha, like a time when a person has his wife and his children and his possessions and has everything with him in front of him, then a person can sit down and say, wow. Wow, beautiful. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has such a rejoices on such a high level, he gives a tremendous hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you've given me. That's real simcha. If we're going out to have simcha, we need to have everybody with us. All the kids, even the little ones, doesn't matter. Sometimes the little ones even experience the most simcha. But everyone has to be there together. Ki eich yashir ashir Hashem, how could you sing to a Kaddish Baruch and be happy and do avoda when your wife and your kids are sitting in Mitzrayim? That doesn't work out so well. That's why we come back to the pasuk. It says neilech twice. You said neither one is necessary, because you just said the whole list. Why neilech twice? So he says, I'll tell you why. Because we're dealing with two camps of people here. Look what it says in the pasuk. Binareinu ubizkineinu nelech. Our young adults, our teenagers are going to go, and our older people are going to go. The senior citizens, they're also going to go. No, that person's 60, 65. So he can't do something very beneficial. He can't serve. He could also help out. Of course, now I'm talking about someone who's 90. He's also going to go, but not for the same purpose. But being a rainbow means kidding, that's also part of they're going to go out. Nelech. Why? Because they're part of Avoda. One split in the pasuk. And then it says, Bivaneinu, Bivnoseinu, the little kids and the little girls, they're also going to go. Bitzoneinu, Karenu, also all our animals, all our possessions, all of our belongings, everything is going to go, because that is a second category of Simcha. We need all those people and all those possessions in order to give the second element which makes Klal Yisrael special, which is that when we have a simcha, everything and everyone has to be present. Because our simcha, our yontif, has two special elements. It's Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem. There's an element of yontif which is Kol Kula for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one half of it, and there's another half that's for us. And for us, everything has to be in front of us. Everything has to be together, because that gives a person a total feeling of shlemus, which gives him a feeling of coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu and thanking him for all of the brachas and all the shefa that he's given him and sent upon him. That's how a person can give that type of shevach and hodah at this time. And therefore, the pasuk, okay, which we thought ended up being so hard to understand, so choppy, so unclear, actually has beautiful way to read it now. Let's read it one more time. Paro calls him back, "Mi lami ahochin? Who's walking out? I want to know the normal way people walk. That's what you're entitled to." He says, "No, you don't get it. We need everybody who can do the avoda. All those have to go." That part you're right about, Paro. And also all those who are not going to do the avoda also have to go. Why? Ki chag Hashem lan. Because it's a chag for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and part of a chag for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a chag for us. And these two elements bring in it those who are going to be holich la'avoda, and those who are going to be holich in order to enhance the simcha. I just think it's a beautiful point for us to recognize that in Yadus, okay, the special moments, the special yontas, okay, Chag Hashem Lanu, okay, that's why there's a mitzvah simcha. It's a mitzvah simcha. The Gemara says, it almost like a funny Gemara. The Gemara says, so how do you simcha? So the Gemara says, for a man, he should eat meat, and he should drink wine, and a woman, he should buy her nice clothing, and he should buy her jewelry, and for the kids, he should give them sweet things that they should eat. Why is that? Because everybody has to enjoy the simcha. So you have to make it. You have to be po'el. You have to act on it to make sure that everybody feels part of the simcha, feels part of the yontif. And only when everyone is together do we feel that sense of, wow, this is how it's supposed to be. This is what Klal Yisrael is all about. This is how we can feel shleimus and give a hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the yontif. That's something that's unique, okay, to Klal Yisrael, on the fact that, number one, the chagim have tochen, they are built on something, they have historical significance, number one, okay? At the same time, it's also a time for Klal Yisrael, each family unit, to bond together, come together, and to recognize the greatness and be mesaper about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's response to Paro. Okay. The Shemin Atzeret quotes a beautiful drush. The pasuk says, just afterwards, pasuk kavav, gam iknenu yelech imanu lo tesher parsa ki imen mikach lavor at Hashem elokeinu, v'anachnu lo neda ma na'avor at Hashem adnuenu shama. We have to take everything with us, because we don't know how many animals we're going to need. We don't know what Hashem is going to require of us. We have to bring everything with us. We won't know until we get there. We won't know what our avodah is going to be. So he quotes the Chidushi Rim, and he says that the Masha Nemar v'Nachnu Lo Neda, that which we don't know what we're supposed to do, what our avodah is. Kaya kol ha'adam emei v'eshem shana she'eini yodeya in itzliach yidei chovasa adu olam haba. The Rim looked into this pasuk and said, okay, there's obviously a pasuk chat, which is when we get to the midbar, we don't know what Hashem is going to ask of us. We don't know what our avod is. But he says, this question, this topic, is in everybody's mind till it's 120 years and then he goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu up in olam haba. We don't know what our avod is. We don't know if we succeeded in our avodah. We never know. He quotes the Gemara, famous Gemara, Bava Asa. Gemara quotes this is not just nowadays they have these magazines, these things make great articles on these people who sort of drift a little bit at the end of their life at some point, and then they come back and they tell all kinds of interesting stories about what they saw and where they were and what they visited. But the Gemara has a story like this way back when. The Gemara says, well, the person who was very sick, and he started to drift a little bit, and then he came back and he said, "Yo, what'd you see?" He says, "Olam Hafer Ba'isi. I saw what was going on in the next world, and everything's upside down in the next world." He says, "Well, what did he have upside down?" He says, "Well, those that were chashuv here are not chashuv there. Those who weren't chashuv here are chashuv there." Very strange. It doesn't make any sense. So what's the amkus? What's the depth in this Gemara? So the Rim said one answer, but the Shemin Atzeret says a little bit of a different svara. Look at the right after the little bit of a break, 7 lines down, end line. Aval yesh lomar od. What you can possibly say is the following: the mashara, what he saw, this person who was sick, el yonin lamata, v'tachton lamala. Those who were great in this world, upstairs were lower. And those who are low here, high in the next world? Why is that? Hainu mishum, de ba'olam ha'emes, yesh kene hamida shone legamer mishanu. Because in the next world, the olam ha'emes, the measuring stick, the kene mida means the measuring stick, the way that people are measured, is different than how we measure them in this world. In what way? The sham, in the next world, ikur ha'cheshbin hu, lefi kishron ha'adam va'emtzayim shenisbarach bo b'chayav. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures if we did our avodah correctly or not when we get to Olam Haba is based on, I gave you potential, I gave you qualities, I gave you abilities, I gave you talents that could have reached here. How close to this bar did you reach? That was your job. That was your task in this world. How close did you reach to that bar? That's what Hashem decides is judging us upon. V'yitachen, it's possible. Da'ashu min ha'al yonim be'emes. אלא לפי כישורו ושניתן לו, לפי תנאי חייו, לא נמצא עושם לעבדות השם כדיבוי. ונפלו תחתונים. It could be, it's not crazy, it could be, there's somebody here, in this world, okay, who we think is really חשוב. But, we don't know how far he really could have reached. To us he looks really chashev. Wow, he's really great. But you know what? With the way that the situation that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, the scenario, the place to live, the amount of money that he has, the community, the friends, all the aspects of his life, you know what this person had to make? He could have, he was good. It was pretty good. You know, we think he was nice. But you know what? You have no idea what he could have reached. So he gets to the Olam HaEmes, and Hashem says, listen, I gave you so many things, so much potential, you could have gone so much further. Why'd you stop? So in the Olam HaEmes, he won't be so high on the scale. Mashaya Elyonim Kan, the Mala, will be betachtonim, because the amount that he could have reached, and that we did reach, that's what he's measured on. That's the question. Aba Mashayin Kain, Acher, a different guy. Sheitachin lo nitpateach l'adam chashuv. People don't think he's such a great guy. No, there's nothing special. Mikol makom asak efi kochosav ulfi matzavo. But he did the best that he could. He used all the strengths that he had. He didn't amount to something amazing. That we, at least we don't think so. But you don't know his nisyonos. You don't know what kind of situation he has at home. You don't know what his brain power is. You don't know what his financial stresses are like. You don't know. And yet he turned out to be Er L'Chayid doing Shmir Torah Mitzvah, which we think, oh, well, that's the basics. Come on. Everyone is Shmir Torah Mitzvah. No. It's not so pashit. It's not the same for everybody. Not everybody has the same measuring stick. Adarabah. Everybody's measuring stick is different. The fee, what your tafkid is, the fee, what your kochos are, the fee, the situations, the nisibot, all the surroundings, all the different aspects that make up your life. That's what you're judged upon. And therefore, something that was here, some person who we saw here was, nothing special. He could be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, such a kochav, such a tremendous star. Because you don't know what he struggles with. You don't know what he's doing, how hard it is for him to just get up and go to put on tefillin in the morning. From where he came from, okay, to just go to Shacharis was such an avoda. It's such a climb, such an accomplishment. For him, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that to me is maximizing. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's maximizing what your individual kochos are and your potential. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu. Means a lot of struggles. Asham ba'Olam HaEmes, Neshav Le'Elyon. And the Olam HaEmes, and the question is, did you utilize your kochos? He'll be on top. V'zehu Olam HaBarur. D'sham danis alam lefum gam l'shichna, v'alkein lo neda man avod ad v'enu sham. He says, it's called Olam HaEmes because that's really the emesic question. Just that we in this world, we don't know the makeup of a person. We don't know the kochos that a person was given. Because Baruch Hu knows, he gave it to you. So he's the only one who can actually measure whether or not and how much, 40%, 60%, 80%, how much did you maximize? We can only measure based on perception. What we consider chashuv, what we consider to be chashuv, smart, accomplished person. We have that's what we measure. We measure things in this world, how we see them. But we don't really know, number one, what the potential is. We also don't know what the challenges are. Where the weaknesses are. What the shortcomings of each person are. So we can't possibly know. All we measure is, oh, he looks like a pretty good guy. He dresses nicely. Davens nicely. He has a few certificates on his wall. Seems pretty accomplished. He's a pretty good, pretty hush of a person. It doesn't mean nothing. But in the Olam HaEmes, that's when everything becomes much clearer, and that's where our question is. And therefore, we don't really know. Lo neida adwenu shama. Until we get to there, we're not going to know what our avoda really is and how much of our avoda we're really doing. We won't know. That's what the Rim says. That's the ankus, maybe not obvious of this pasuk. Okay, but as a message for life. Okay, we won't know until the end who we really are supposed to be, what we're supposed to really be. Honestly, it brings us back to the famous story. I won't go through it. The famous story of the Netziv, everybody I'm sure has heard it thousands of times. Okay, the famous story of the Netziv, where he heard his parents talking about how they were giving up on him, they were going to take him out of the cheder because he was a troublemaker in the cheder, and the Rebbe said he doesn't have a future in learning, and he said, oh, let him go be a shoemaker. And he was sitting on the steps in his house, listening downstairs to his parents talk, and he was just distraught and just a mess. And he decided he's going to go on, he's going to dedicate from that time on, he's going to really turn it on and really become a starker learner. And he says, what would have happened had he not heard that conversation? They would have gone to Shemai, they would have said to him, but where is your Shiltos that you're supposed to write? And where is your Hamadavar that you were supposed to write? And where are your Tshuvas that you were supposed to write? And he would have said, I don't know, I was just a good honest shoemaker. What do you want from me? A pasher to yid? I just made a living. They would have said, yeah, it was nice you made a living, but do you know what you squandered? Do you know what you gave up? Do you know what potential you had? So it could be a person who goes through his life thinking, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm sure what Tom is, and I'm a good person. I'm sure that had it been a shoemaker, it would have been a very honest, nice shoemaker. Okay. I don't know if I've written the thing differently. But what's the difference with that honest shoemaker and what he became? Two different alamos. And that's what our question always is. We won't know the answer. But we have to strive and to utilize and to bring out the potential and the kofs that we have as much as we possibly can in this world. Okay. The Kli Yakar, later on in the parsha, Hashem gives a tzibui that you should take the dam from the korban and you should put it on the mashkof, the bashtei, and the zuzot, put it on the top of the door frame, and on the two side posts of the door as well. Problem is that a few seconds later, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells Klal Yisrael that Tzibui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu has the exact opposite. The pasuk says, "Lukachtem." First put it on the top frame and then on the two sides. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, a few psukim later, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael exactly the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that first we should put it, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, first put it on the mezuzot and then on the mashkot, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says to Klal Yisrael, when you put it, first put it on top, and then put it along the sides. That's a little bit strange. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu, let's just go again, make sure we get it correct again. Pasuk Zayin, this is when Hashem says to Moshe, Lakhu min adam v'nasnu al shtreya mezuzot al mashkof. Put it on the mezuzos, side, and then on the top. And then Pasuk Chavbeis, Moshe Rabbeinu says, put it, v'igaten al mashkof v'al shtreya mezuzot. Why switch it? Moshe Rabbeinu, to see from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not arbitrary. You can't just decide to change it whenever you feel like. And the Gemara tells us there were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu changed. Okay? One of them was a very important one, which was the Yom HaSinas HaTorah. Okay? But not every day you can change the Tzibui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said to put it on the sides, don't put it on top. So he said, well, it doesn't matter. I can put it the other way also. This is a joke. You don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a reason why he wanted it to be that way? What is it? So the Kli Yakar says, this reminds me of a Medrash. Famous Medrash, says the Kli Yakar, where we have a discussion, a little bit of a, that's what we would call a cat and mouse game, between Klal Yisrael and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit of a struggle, which is, the Medrash says, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Omer LeKlal Yisrael, Shuva Elai, Du Tshuva, V'charka Hashu Elchem, and I will return to you. Ukenes Yisrael Meshiva, and Klal Yisrael says back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ain bi koach hashuv tchila. I don't have the koach to get up on my own and do it. Ela ata tatchil. Shenemar hashiveinu Hashem elecha yachar kach v'nashuva. You bring us back, and then we will come back. After you start swooning us in and lassoing us in, we will then do tshuva. So this is a old machlokes. Who should make the first step? Sometimes you had this in yeshiva. Okay, we speak open. Okay? You have the Talmidim, and you have the Rebbeim. Okay? Question is, you know, everybody would like a relationship. So, the Rebbeim say, listen guys, just make the first step. We'll be happy to help you afterwards. Just come. Come to us. And you guys say, come on, Rabbi. Oh, no, I can't do it. You come to me first couple times, okay? And then once you come, then we'll start a partnership. We'll start a relationship. And this goes on for a long time. With the Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is going on 2,000 years. You guys only been here 4 months so far. This is 2,000 years, this is still going on. Who's supposed to make the first step to get rid of the galus? What's supposed to happen? So it's a standstill. That's not good. But that's what the Medrash says. And that's what he says is going on here also. Now there is a Yifrash HaMashkov Klapei Hashem Yisbarach. The top of the door frame, okay, that's connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. El Yom Ala Kol, the top. Kemal Da'at Amar Ki Yishkip Yimrom Kashar Hashem looks down from the high places. Ushtei HaMezuzot HaMazikim HaMashkov, that hold up the door, Hayim Yuschus Avos V'Yimos. These are our ancestors, our forefathers, and the Yimos, as it says, Ma'ona Elokei Kedem Tachas Rosh Olam. Ha'avos heim ha'heim nitachas amrakava v'heim zroot olam. They're the strong arms that keep the world going. We lean on the pillars of our ancestors, our great, 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 great forefathers, mothers, grandmothers, v'chule, all the way back to the avos and imos. That's what we lean upon. That's the strength that we've talked about so many times. That's the strength that we nurture off of, from our avos. And that's what Hashem says, those are the ones also who hold up the world. They hold up also the keys of Akava. Okay, many midrashim talk about the different legs of the chair of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but of the throne of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the different avos that are on the different sides of the chair. Okay? That's what gives the strength, ki'ilu, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now what's happening? So it says like this. Ulekach, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, kecholi kavod l'Rav. Hashem is giving respect to those who fear Him. He says, Nachlo shtei mezuzos tchila. Chagaz ha-mashkov. Put on the mezuzos. Who can anything know? Can anything know? Because they really uphold the world. Because they uphold me. But I will uphold the world. But they really are the real strength for the world. So put on the mezuzos first. Meaning, keneged Adam. Keneged b'nei Adam. That's where the strength lies in this world. And Moshe says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is very nice. Hashem says, put on the mashkov afterwards. Lomar shatzdikim bnei avos imos yumatchilim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu begat on the mashkov tchila keim banu koach lahatchil. Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, I understand what you're trying to do here. I understand what you're saying, and it's very nice. But you know what? Don't be so humble. But ultimately, we need you. Ein lanu milishanu alinu shvash shemayim. In the end of the day, we have nothing except you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't do it on our own. I know it's nice you think you're praising us, and you think you're flattering us by telling us that we should do it first, and then we should. You know what? Maybe it would be ultimately it would be nice, but it's not. Well, we asked our question was, how come we're going to change the tzivui? It's not changing the tzivui really. What it is first of all, what's two pshatim? First of all, Kadosh Baruch Hu, as he says, is supposed to be holy, kavodi rayad. He was just giving respect. Okay, Hashem knows very well who runs the world. He doesn't have to think about that. But he wants Klaizel to make that first step, to initiate the contact, to make it happen. And then Hashem says, I'll continue. Just open up a little bit, as the Gemara says, right? Open up Pitzcho Shamachat, right? Just a little bit, the mouth of a needle, and I'll pour in and bring and give you everything, fill you up with everything you need. The same idea here. Take that first step, and I'll help you out. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I hear what you're saying. But even within that, you should realize, I don't think we can do it right now. Klaisel is not holding by that madrega. We really need you, Akadosh Baruch Hu, to help us out first. Okay? So if you want to understand as a real vikua, obviously the question left at the end of this chat is, okay, and Hashem didn't know love of Klaisel? But only Moshe Ben has said, we can't do it, but yeah, Hashem didn't know? So that's a little bit of a difficulty, but I don't think it's a little difficult because the point is that it's not a real fight. Okay? It's not a real argument. It's almost like the Kadosh Baruch Hu just the same in the Medrash. Not a real fighting each other. Okay. The question is though, you have this everyone standing off a little bit, waiting for something to happen, and neither one wants to take that first step, to take that plunge to make it happen. And whether or not who should or who shouldn't, it's not a matter of right and wrong or who's to blame. Both sides are okay, and both sides are to blame. No one's necessarily correct, and no one's necessarily wrong. But in the Maisa, nothing's happening. That's the debate. That's one mahalach in the Piyagar. I just want to say a little similarly, but just a different shot, a different nuance, which is that this also deflates this question a little bit. It's not really a debate. At the end of the day, it's Pasha, that's why Baruch Hu knows that he's in control. He runs the world, and we are the Klai Yisrael, are those who are in this world that are carrying the degel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But very often we find this yisod in the relationship between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what and who is in the center of the relationship. And this is a beautiful idea. Okay, not that anyone should have in mind about relationships at this point. Okay, that's a different discussion. But I was supposed to give you about life tips. That's what this job is about also, and the Dvar Torahs are about. And the idea here is that there's a Yisod being taught here about how to make a relationship work. And what's being said is, you know what? Always put the other person in the center. Let's say by a different place, and we'll bring it back to here. The famous question and answer of Rabbi Yitzchak Mibarditchev, beginning of Mishnayos and Pesachim. The question is asked, how come in the Torah Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos? And yet everywhere in Shas, it says Chag HaPesach, or Pesachim. What's the difference? Why? We don't know the name of the Chag? And the famous answer from Rabbi Yitzchak Mibarditchev says the following, which is based on this episode, which is, of course, think about who wrote the Torah though, and who wrote the Shas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Pesukim, correct? HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaMatzos, what's special about Matzah? Who's in the focus when we talk about Matzah? Klai Yisrael. They went out of Mitzrayim, they had no food, all they had was this bread stuff, okay, dough stuff, and they went out to the Midbar, left the Achar, the Midbar, went to Zeruah, and they had Matzahs. That's all they had. And they were willing to go follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu out to the Midbar with that. That's a tremendous shout to Klai Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Come on. It's nice you flatter us. But it's really Chag HaPesach. What's Pesach? Hashem shepasach al bateinu. He passed over our houses and he hit the Mitzvah houses instead. So we are playing up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're playing up what you did for us. And Hashem says, no. Come on. You guys also were pretty good. You guys also came to the Krati, you took our matzah. That's really nice of you. And each side is pushing the other side and saying, you know what? Listen, you should really go first. No, you go first. And you know, you're standing both people next to each other and no one wants to step in because each person is like, no, after you. That's what's happening here also. By Hashem saying, I want you guys to put down a mezuzah because I believe that the schus avot, the mouth, that's the most chashuv. And me, I'll take a back seat. And Klai says, come on, Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know where you're going with this. Moshe says, you are in the Merkaz. You're in the center. You're on top. Afterwards, we'll come. First on the Mashkov, and then on the Zuzot. Okay? This theme, okay, plays itself out. We're going to see as the parshas go on. There's five or six spots, okay, throughout at least five or six that I know of, where this comes out. We'll just throw one more to the Maramaka. We'll get to it in a few weeks, Rosh Hashem. But it talks about in Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Vayakel. There's an interesting same situation where in Parshas Kisisa, when it talks about the Mishkan and it talks about Shabbos. So first it mentions the inyan of the Mishkan, and then it talks about Shabbos afterwards. And the next Parshas Vayakel, it starts on the first week. So we can talk about Lo Tzivah Reish Befom Moshe Moseichem. Okay, Shabbos, and then it goes into the Mishkan, and over after the parsha, that's with the Mishkan. The portion asks, how come it's flipped? And the Shkisa was one way, now the Vayakel is a different way. And one of the answers is also Kliyaka, later on we'll see, Ritz Hashem, talks about this same idea that also. The Mishkan represents Klai Yisrael serving Kadosh Baruch Hu Okay? The being makes himself to Avodas Hashem, and Shabbos was the greatest of Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he created the world. And therefore, and in different places, when Moshe, first of all, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking and Moshe is talking, it's flipped because each one, again, is when they're talking, they're playing up the other elements of the second person of the relationship. And I'm saying that's a very big yisod. Okay, down the road, Meretz Hashem, Yibizoche, hopefully, but it's an important way. Each person puts themselves in the center, it's not going to be so successful. You put the other person in the center, okay, and they put you in the center, that's much better. That has a much greater chance of working out well. Okay. The Gur Aryeh, later in the Parsha, famous idea, which is that Klai Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim, this shows two things. Two dams, two blood. Which ones? Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Ask the Maharal, why two? Why not one? Why did they have both? But each one was not enough of a skula, not enough of a koach. They're both very chashuv things to do. Big mitzvos, important ones, big ones. Not only that, why not each one? Number two, why not give these two? What are these two? Why specifically these two? Why not other ones? And number three, how come Korban Pesach is quoted in the Torah very in many places as Avoda? Okay? Why is it called Avoda? So these are the three questions I want to try to, that Maharal comes to answer. And Maharal has a beautiful yesod. He says the following. Let's talk about it outside for a second. Through, we'll come out of Mitzrayim. Okay? We're trying to go from Avgos to Paro to Har Sinai to becoming Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Correct? That's the goal. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? We have to have not only Schuyos. Okay, that's not enough. There are certain things we have to do in order to change that status. We have to become a Vadim. Not a Vadim to power, but a Vadim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And not only a Vadim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, on paper, not only contractually are we a Vadim, but we have to actually do a Voda. Okay, if you own an Eved, but the Eved doesn't do any work for you, okay? That would be pretty ridiculous. What would be the point of owning an Eved that's meant to work, but doesn't work? Not really very intelligent. Could cost you a lot of money. Okay? But it doesn't do anything for you. No benefits. Now, with that done, let's read the Maharal now inside. Maharal says, in the third line, Ki mitchila yu Yisrael avadim l'paro, u'bishul ha'mila hayu avadim l'akadosh baruch hu. שארי פארשים הטעם המילה מפני שהוא עוס באדם שהוא רשום להיות עבד לקדוש ברוך הוא שכל עבד צריך שיהיה לו חוסם עבדוס. Number one, okay, an עבד has to have on him a stamp that he's עבד. Okay, something that says who he belongs to. Some type of either a contract or something physical on him, a number or something. A letter, a tattoo, something. Who do you belong to? Who's your owner? That's what the Pshat Mila. We're saying from a kid, time the kid is 8 days old, okay, you are now becoming an Eved. This is your Al Britcha Shechatam Tzirni, on the bris that you were Chosem, the Chatima, the signet, the sign that we're going to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Avdus which comes through Bris Mila. Ubamina lechu lo sagi. But that's not enough to be an Eved. Ki Eved tzarif shiya Oved. Im eino Oved, ein kan Avdus. If you have an Eved though, but it doesn't work, so then what's the point? It doesn't help anything. He's just an Eved on paper. He's an Eved in name. He's my Eved. Yeah, well, I never saw him that will work for you. Yeah, but I own him. So what? What's the point of having that? It doesn't do any avoda. So Hashem says, you know what? Lachach nasamah pesach shehi avoda. The bechol makom nikra avoda. The chid ma avoda azos lachem. V'od nemar ba'avarta avoda azos lachorish hazeh. That's why
Korban Pesach is called an avoda because it was the first avoda.
After we became avodim and we had Mila and Mitzrayim, Hashem said, "I want you now to do." Now that you're an eved, right? You're all avodim. Good. What makes you an eved, though? Not only the fact that you have Mila, that you are called an eved, you need to now do avoda. Eved shoved. A servant that does certain things. I want you now to go do Korban Pesach. That's called an avoda. That's that was the avoda that began for Klal Yisrael the connection as avodim, not just on paper and name as avodim in theory, but actually being avodim. That happened with Korban Pesach. Well, now you'll ask, let's do the opposite direction. Why don't we just do Pesach and forget Mila? Ki Mila hi shadam hu nikra eved l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We will Pesach lo rak avoda achas. Bishvil zeh no ra'u the gula olamit. Ala kashu eved l'Kadosh Baruch Hu bo'o v'hu oved bor'o zeh havi eved gamur. Shebishvil shu rashum la'avdus v'hu oved zeh avdus gamur. Meaning, had Hashem said, just do Korban Pesach. So we would have been serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? We could have skipped the Brit Mila and just started serving. Isn't within serving the idea I'm also a servant? She says, no, it doesn't work that way. It would have worked for Korban Pesach. You're right. For that action, it would have showed that. You're serving, it must be a servant. Okay, well, how do you become a servant? When did that happen? For that action, it's good. What about for the rest of the mitzvos? What about the rest of that connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu? When do I become an eved? That's when you need Bismillah. Bismillah, okay, starts the agreement. That's the negotiation. That's the connection. But after that, because. After that connection, it's there, okay, person's an eved, then all the avoda, all the mitzvahs you do afterwards are connected to that, it flows from your avdus. The same way an eved, you buy an eved, okay? Then, when he puts your shoes on, when he makes your lunch, when he takes you to the bathhouse, when he does whatever he does for you, it's al smach, that original avdus. Okay? But if he just took you to the bathhouse, or just put your shoes on, okay, how does that prove anything for the future? He's a serving eved, but he's not an eved yet. So you need both aspects. You need to be, number one, stamped contractually, okay, kinyanim-wise. You need to be an eved, and then Hashem says, hey, go work. Do an avoda. Now, what he doesn't explain here, which I just throw one extra line, is why Korban Pesach? We said, so it could be anything. An eved shoved. Any mitzvah I'll go do, I'll be an eved. After, once, it's post, and it's true, anything we do post the avdus, is for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we're great. But I would say that Korban Pesach was chosen, possibly, with my own guess, which I think is Pashut, okay? What Korban Pesach did, okay, by taking, when we want to show that we're dedicated to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so true, any mitzvah shows we're dedicated, because it's Hashem Tzivui. But this one was specific! It was show that in a very demonstrative fashion that you are anti, you are neged, you are getting rid of, you are being shochet. Any other power, any other being as being some type of godly power, which is what Mitzrayim thought that these animals were, that as being the first avoda as an eved that we would be very, very strong. Improving who we are an eved to, and what we are an eved to. And that's why possibly Korban Pesach specifically was chosen, okay? Because where Klal Yisrael was at this time, that was the greatest challenge and the greatest statement of dedication to Kadosh Baruch Hu that they could have made. So we have two aspects. Eved, the eved shoved. You have to have both elements. Mila is not enough, and Pesach is not enough, you have to have both together. Okay. A little later in the parsha, the pasuk says, "Vigadta b'incho yamahu leimor." Vabur zeh asar shem li b'sefer Mitzrayim. So Meshech Chachma quotes a beautiful. It's almost funny a little bit, but he says, compare the following story scenario. And it says, a person who married off his daughter to a young man, and gave her jewelry, and he gave her a nice dira, and he took care of all their problems, took care of all the wedding, all the expenses. And his wife was saying to him, you know what, this is so beautiful. Ah, look, she found happiness, she found a good husband, she settled down, everything's great. But Yomila Baila, the fourth line, Hashem says back to the wife, the husband says back to his wife, Lochain, you know what, not so fast. Ki ma yasa ben atashi chatel yishto. What? This is the proof. You're happy now? I'm not happy now. I'm happy, but not so happy. What, do you expect the guy, at this point, the new husband, the young guy, after I just paid for the wedding, and I took care of all the arrangements, and everything, and I gave him a dira, and I bought him a car, and I took him out, he has nothing. You think now he's going to be difficult? You think now he's going to make back and treat her nicely? This doesn't prove anything.
When will I see that this is worth it?
When will I see that it's worth it? When will I see that it's worth it? And I know my daughter found a wonderful husband. How will I know that my daughter found the right husband? I'm happy about it. You know when that'll be? Ki daga parnasata uben nashri yavi lachma adavin ki ayak kidai kol amali alav. When will I be happy? I want to see 20 years from now what it's like. 30 years from now. How will they treat her then? When they have kids and they have difficulties and they have struggles and I'm out of the picture and I'm not supporting them anymore. What will be the connection then? That's my question. No, it's not a proof. That doesn't show anything. I don't know anything, but it's definitely not. It's easy. So that's the same connection, says Rashi Chachma, as we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem says, good. I gave you mitzvot of Pesach and Matzah. Ain't ze ikra tachus asher yishmu et mitzvot Hashem barach bo'or hem ha'nesuim ha'kanfei nesharim u'mesuvim ba'amur anan bo'ochlim min ha'be'er. This doesn't prove. Going to the midbar, it's nice, it's something. I can't say you didn't show anything, Klal Yisrael. I was going to take you up for that. But you know, it didn't really prove anything. I'm going to give you man, I'm going to give you special bears, I'm going to give you an anan. You got everything. This is easy. That's not the proof. That doesn't show you the real dedication. Rakashi, I go with the Aretz. But when we come to Eretz Yisrael, though, Tishmor Sachagazet, then we will do Pesach then. After many years, 4 years in the Midbar, and until a Yerusha b'chaluk in Eretz Yisrael eventually, and coming in, I want to see if you're still going to do Pesach then. Are you still going to be committed then? Then we'll talk about it. Let's see what's happening 4 years from now, 50 years, 100 years from now. That's where the proof is. When the Gilu, the Nisim are all done, and all the trimmings are not taking care of you anymore. Now, where are you? Where's your strength? Where's your commitment? Where's your dedication now? If it's there, that will bring simcha. And he says here that that's why Chazal Darshan is probably not only taking this message to the end. He says that's why Chazal Darshan here, and this is talking about even Bizman Hagos, Bizman Sheyesh Lecha Matzah Mar Munach Lefanecha Ve'en Lecha Kol Pesach. Meaning, not only when you come to Eretz Yisrael to Beis Hamikdash, that also won't be the greatest proof. But when you're out in the Galus and you don't have Kol Pesach anymore, and all you have is the Matzah Marar, are you still going to be dedicated to Kol Pesach for them? You gotta tell the bincha yamahu leimor. If you're still telling your kid over, you're still sitting in the El Seder, you're still doing it. That's a proof to Kaddish Baruch Hu that Kaddish Baruch Hu is very, very that your commitment and the relationship is very strong. Not when you do it when you're coming out of Yitzchak, Hashem's doing makos and kriyas yamsu and everything's you wonderful and taking care for you. That doesn't prove the commitment and the internalization of the connection we have to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. I apologize. I Mark didn't know that we were speaking about it tonight. I could ask everybody, whoever is going to Sikha quietly, okay, without disturbing the Sikha. So we go quietly and make questions.
appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening.